This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
This is Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tess. Now, our next guest is Gary Burns. Gary is a well-known anti-discrimination campaigner and community activist. And
in New South Wales,
In New South Wales. And been looking forward to speaking to Gary on some of his work, but also his latest, and I'm going to call it an adventure, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? You survived all the Festivus this week?
Oh, yes. I'm actually going to the races today. I always find it relaxing at the races.
Okay.
Have a few champagnes and not worry about law.
Sounds good. Yes. Now, Gary, you've asked the Anti-Discrimination Commission in New South Wales to look into some of Israel Folau's statements and behaviour. Can you explain to our listeners what the basis of your complaint is that they will hear?
Yes, well, look, actually, the complaint was lodged on the 1st of December. The President has accepted my complaint. There were three separate complaints on three separate dates, so there's three separate applications.
Mm-hmm.
The one that people don't seem to understand, in New South Wales, we have anti-vilification provisions in our Anti-Discrimination Act 1977 in relation to homosexual vilification or alleged vilification of homosexuals, which is the application that I use. We also have the same application under, I think it's 20C or 20D, which is the racial vilification provisions.
Federal legislation, isn't it?
No, state.
State
New South Wales. I use the state New South Wales, not the federal division. So which I'd like to explain to your listeners is when Israel Folau put a post up lumping homosexuals in with thieves, deviants and perverts, I allege that is the breach of the Anti-Discrimination Act 1977 because homosexuality under the application, either homosexual male or homosexual female, doesn't equate to a criminal act.
Right.
So that's where I allege the breach of the act has occurred. Now, there is some case law in relation to this because, as you may be aware, I ran a high court case in Burns versus Corbett.
Yes.
And lost that case. But in that particular matter, she compared gays to pedophiles. A pedophile is a criminal. But nowhere right across any state or territory in Australia is being a homosexual a crime.
Right. So I understand, the federal law is different, and the New South Wales law specifically allows, or, specifically says, there is anti-vilification activity, or, that vilifying people, has serious consequences. So when is it going to be heard, Gary, and what's sort of the process from here?
The process is this. The respondent, which is Mr. Folau, will have to respond to the allegation in some form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And either deny that he's... What I would imagine, and I can't speak for him, but I would imagine he'd use the defence of religious freedom. Well, my case is not about the law. My case is about the application of the law. And if you remember when the judge sentenced George Pell, he said, this is not about the Catholic Church. It is about the law. The same thing applies here. All I'm doing is using a law of the New South Wales Parliament in relation to what I allege is unlawful vilification of homosexuals. I believe I have a case, and if it goes to hearing, it will be substantiated.
So, to make it clear that, you know, you say that Israel Folau may come back and say this is about his religious freedom, etc. In terms of the anti-discrimination tribunal, that's actually irrelevant.
Well, there is a defence under Section 49(c)(2), but see, when you this is what Folau and his so-called supporters, and I've had many ringing me up and abusing me. I've had some terrible situations. People ringing me up and calling me all sorts of things and saying I should go over there to those countries where they kill gays and all that. None of that matters to me. But what he doesn't understand and what his lawyers will tell him is that when you bracket homosexuals in with criminals and perverts, and we are not criminals, we are not perverts. In Australia in 2019, gay men, gay lesbians, all of us are allowed to get married. This is what my case is. And this is what people don't seem to understand. And I don't think Israel Folau fully understands the damage he's caused to people. I mean, I've never experienced... people have been ringing me for ages to take on Israel Folau, but I've been so busy with the High Court stuff and I've got High Court costs to pay there. All of that's preoccupied my mind. But in the end, I thought, no, it's important that you call people out for this. That they want to hide behind religion, so be it. In a court of law, that doesn't matter one iota, because my application is under the Anti-Discrimination Act 1977.
So he's, this... It will be interesting, of course, to see what his defence, if any, is, and how he runs that.
Gary, if you win this, what are the implications? Yeah. What does it mean?
Look... The thing is, I took on John Laws in 2004, and it took me 5 years to knock him off. When you take on people that are in powerful positions like this, you've got to expect a rough ride. If I get up on this, and I'm hopeful that I will, I think that limp-wristed sort of, oh, well, look, this is my religious belief, I believe all homosexuals are perverts, well, that's okay in the lounge room, in the back barbecue, in the backyard. But when you publish those things in New South Wales, this is why the anti-vilification provisions were inserted into the Anti-Discrimination Act 1977 in 1993, when the then Member of Parliament, Clover Moore, held the seat of Bligh and the balance of power. She realised that her constituents, who are a lot of gays and lesbians in this seat, were getting vilified and targeted based on sexual orientation, either actual or perceived. It's a law enacted by the New South Wales Parliament to give protection to gays and lesbians because we need that protection. Mm. All I'm doing is enacting a law of the New South Wales Parliament in relation to this. If I get up in relation to this, it will be huge.
Gary, of course, this is all about timing as well, because if the Attorney General and the Federal Attorney General and his good colleagues end up passing their religious freedoms bill, this could in fact override what you're trying to do, couldn't it?
Well, this is correct. I've written to Christian Porter and I've spelled it out quite clearly to him. I've written to the new member for Wentworth, Mr. Sharma. I'm still waiting on a response back from them. I've written to the
Well, he'll just send it off to General. Christian Porter for advice, wouldn't he?
Well, more than likely, but I've also written to the New South Wales Attorney General, the Honourable Mark Speakman, SC, because this is the problem. See, this is the problem we have. When I went to the High Court, right, I used the Anti-Discrimination Act 1977 against a resident of another state, right? We went to the Court of Appeal. The State of New South Wales appealed at the same time as I did, right? And the Commonwealth wants to control things, and you could be right. It could water down these protections. I'm hopeful that the draft religious bill, which is a dog's breakfast, It's okay in 1930, but not in 2019 when Australia is different, when gays and lesbians are treated equally as opposite sex couples. So I'm confident that it won't get through the Senate. But if it does get through the Senate, you're quite right, it could water down what I'm trying to do. But by then, hopefully, these complaints, the three complaints I've got against him, will all be substantiated if they go to hearing.
Yeah.
The other thing that I find interesting in all of this is that Rugby Australia have actually come out now and settled with Israel Folau. They've handshaked, apologised publicly.
As he did.
And given him an undisclosed sum of money. So doesn't this just complicate this space a whole lot more?
No, because I'm not privy to those discussions. All I'm doing is enacting a law of the New South Wales Parliament in relation to alleged vilification of homosexuals.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on what I have to do. I don't get involved in those matters. I don't know what took place behind those doors.
Sure.
They're not relevant to what I'm doing, and I try to stay away from them because my case is not about religious freedom. And if this does go to court, and in a way I hope it does, because if I get up, it would be so important because we can't seriously. Look, I'm 63. I've travelled down life's track. You know, I've been around since Captain Cook sailed into Botany Bay. But what I'm learning is that young gay teens, particularly young people, are vulnerable to these kinds of things. And the reaction I've got from people that say it's about time someone stood up to this bloke and said no. It's not okay for you to publish these things, to bracket us or categorise us with criminals, perverts and deviants when we are treated equally under state and Commonwealth law or right across our nation. And this is why the media, and when AAP rang me up and said, Mr. Burns, you're going to get a lot of support with this, and I certainly have got a lot of support, but I think it's important that we stand up to people and we say, no, it's not okay to bracket us with perverts and deviants and criminals.
Mm.
Gary, yeah. we're out of time, but we would love to follow this up with you early next year, and we'd love to see how this transpires. Of course, I'm not sure what can and can't be said publicly, but given that you're running the case, you'll be able to determine what that might be. So if that's okay, we'd love to have you back in the new year.
Yeah, look, it will be, as it moves along, there will be great coverage in the media, so you'll probably get the heads up from the mainstream media as to what's going on. But
we might even do live crosses across to you, Gary, and get you back on the blower and maybe you could give us a bit of a scoop or two. That'd be great.
Well, I did copy you in. I always send press releases out that you're always copied in. I think it's important that we remind people in powerful positions like Israel Folau that they have responsibilities.
Of course.
It's not okay to do what he's doing.
Of course.
Yes, great.
Gary, all the best and,
thank you.
And
thank
best
you.
Wishes for the new year for you too.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out this morning. I know it's sort of holiday season, but we look forward to chatting with you again in the new year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.